My name is Susan Lehman, and I work for South Pass City State Historic Site, and I'm here with Donna Sherlock-Robison, and she's going to tell us growing up in South Pass and her life story.
It's been a long life because I'm 86.
You weren't born in South Pass.
No. And you see, my mother, when she would be pretty close to being ready, she'd have to come down like to Lander and stay with my grandmother. But when it was time for her to come down to me in May, it was too big a shoveling job to get out of South Pass and get down. So they shoveled out the Sweetwater Bridge. And so she went to Rock Springs and took my sister with her. And when she went to bring me home, I was covered with impetigo. My grandmother said, "I didn't think you'd ever raise her." But I showed them. And then, on top of that, my mother didn't have enough breast milk. So we had the milk cow, and we had a hired man. And he didn't think he was getting enough milk, so he diluted it. Well, when my mother got it, she figured it was whole milk, and she diluted it. So I wasn't getting much to eat. They finally discovered that and got me straightened out. It was kind of a rough start, but I've been through a lot, and I've survived everything. So, but they had accumulated a ranch out on Sweetwater. We went out every summer to do the hay. I have pictures of all those old log buildings, of course, full of rats, you know, and all that stuff. We had a pet gopher that we always fed. They baled hay, and of course it was real old-fashioned. The horses had to go around to turn so the bales would come out, and someone had to sit down and string wires. It was quite an accomplishment. Then they had a winter place down at Milford, and that's where they took the cows down from the mountain on a cattle drive. They drove them right through Lander, clear, you know, on horseback. And first time I saw my brothers rounding up cows with ATVs, I about croaked. I thought, this is really strange. I said, you have horses. But anyway, they had a lot of property.
Now, was the rest of the family living in the hotel?
Peter and Jenny were both in the hotel. Of course, Peter was blinded when they were building a ditch, a Granier ditch. But eventually, you know, when you lose one sense, your other senses, they come alive. And voices were his thing, and footsteps. If he heard a voice once, he knew whose voice it was. He had an old poem, which I have tried to commit to memory, which I haven't had any luck. But anyway, it was called The Owl and the Fox, and it's a big, long story poem. It's an old-time poem about an old fox who lived under the rocks, and he was wicked. But anyway, we'd listen to him tell that over and over, and then he'd tell us stories. So he was my wonderful uncle.
Did they have any boarders in the hotel when Jenny and Peter were there?
Not particularly boarders, but a lot of people came and stayed. One day, my sister and I were up there, and we were working in this one room that's kind of reserved for guests. And we could hear this guy coming up the stairs, and we didn't know what to do. So we ran to another bedroom and hid in there. And the stairs were steep. Don't you agree, Susan? Those stairs are very steep.
Very steep. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, and of course, like for bedding, feather ticks. Oh, yes. They were wonderful. You got in and you just sank right down in amongst the feathers. And it was so warm. And we spent a lot of nights over there. We took turns and we slept in our bedroom or we slept with our Aunt Jenny. She was a wonderful aunt, too. She made pies about every day. And they always had homemade soup. And they either had pudding made from scratch or pie for dessert at noon. They had lots of chickens, and that was my older sister's best love, was the chickens. And then, of course, the horse barn was out and back, where I loved to be. Yeah, it was a great life.